Hey, podcasters, Claire Z, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, the highlights from our gorgeous stay in Monkey Mia.
We got all the Andys, Andy Brayshaw from the Dockers. Andy Lee tells us how he cooked in the dark with Brendan Favola.
The Big Fev. And Mum has cameras out in her boy's room.
Ooh. Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. Catch up with The Big Breakfast and catch big brand vitamins and cosmetics half price at Chemist Warehouse for a limited time.
Exciting 4.5. Good morning. It's your Big Breakfast. All week we're experiencing the ultimate Australian freedom with Australia's Coral Coast. It's been an amazing trip so far. We're about at the halfway point right now.
Oh, I don't want it to end.
No, of course not. Just incredible. And on our journey, we've met some interesting people. Here's a couple we bumped into yesterday.
We're Dylan and Michelle. We're travelling with our three kids, aged 6, 4 and 2, and we're from Bordertown in South Australia. So we've done about 5,500 Ks so far with another...
10 to go.
10 to go.
A whole lot of the Coral Coast so far has been... Barry, and definitely here at Monkey Mia, we're really enjoying ourselves. Just went on a catamaran cruise. We're not guaranteed to see dugongs, and we saw four of them, so we were very lucky.
Yeah, we even saw like the dugong and her calf, which is pretty rare. Yeah, that was really awesome.
Yeah, Dylan and Michelle there from South Australia, all the way from there and heading over here to the magnificent Monkey Mia Dolphin Resort.
And sunrise is just happening. And you know when nature kind of makes you feel a bit emotional?
I know, yeah.
That's what's happening right now.
We can't capture that on a phone or a camera, can we?
No, you can't. And that's even without a dugong.
I know, how the orange goes to purple and pink like that. It's
beautiful.
Magnificent.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
You can travel the Coral Coast Highway from Perth to Exmouth for an unforgettable road trip adventure. And that's exactly what we're doing this week. And today we've found ourselves at Monkey Mia, which is absolutely stunning.
It certainly is.
Oh, well, we got a bit of everything yesterday, didn't we? Because we split up. Half of us did the drive down, because that's what we're also talking about, is you can fly up here and then drive back and see all the different places. And I went in the car. You guys went on the scenic flight.
Matt drove too.
And the drive is easy. I must admit, I was sort of thinking, oh, you know, a few hours in the car might be a bit much. Don't know if I want to. But the roads up here, they're so easy. I just have found the drive beautiful.
It is. It is.
Very peaceful.
It's very peaceful. I agree. And really good deals right at the moment for driving.
Yeah, there's great deals. They've really hooked us up. The Australia's Coral Coast and Avis
Australia.
It's been wonderful. There's some great prices.
Yeah, well, Captain Paul, we went, thanks to Shark Bay Aviation, we had a flight with Captain David yesterday. What was that thing that he did? Whilst we're in the plane, was it a 45 degree thing?
Yeah, so steep turn, 45 degrees, so weighing about 1.5 times your body weight.
Yeah,
and so we just and all the extremes of excitement from behind us, and it was terrific.
But you couldn't see my face, could you?
No, but I knew.
Yeah,
so sitting in the back, and I knew. So he was actually keen to do 60 degrees, which is twice your body weight,
which is like one of those Red Bull aviation pilot guys.
Yes,
no,
and so
couldn't do that.
And I was indicating to him that's not a wise idea because only because it's fun at the time, but then you don't want to just feel a bit ill for a couple of hours afterwards. So I suggested to him maybe nothing. But he chose the 45, so...
That was fascinating.
It was fun.
In the car, I was eating Lamingtons, and I managed to put on 1.5 times my body weight as well. So both had a similar experience.
Mate, my experience was absolute sheer terror, because I'm sitting in the front, and I'm thinking, just didn't want to vomit on the captain.
No.
This captain either.
No.
The guy who's flying the plane.
But Paul was impressed. I heard Paul saw the landing and went, hey, great job.
Now, to land a fully loaded 206 for those pilots out there on a hot day... was very good. So about 10 to 15 knots of crosswind, and he just greased it on.
Oh,
it was spectacular. And I could see that when we got out, and I sort of gave him a bit of a pat on the back and told his wife, that his girlfriend, that he had done well. I could see he was super chuffed. He was very proud of himself.
Well, we're not the only ones on Australia's Coral Coast having a wonderful time. Here's a couple of French tourists who we caught up with yesterday.
Hi, I'm Laura from France.
Hey, I'm Jerome from France.
Hey, I'm Axel from France.
Hey, I'm Steven from France.
Oh, it's amazing. The beach is nice.
It's perfect.
Hello, Mix 94.5 from Monkey Miles.
Hey, so cute.
We went international.
The girls were out with their little mics. Like, it was fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, getting everyone they could. So, yeah, that was brilliant.
Oh,
yeah.
We sound so cosmopolitan.
We do, don't we?
So international.
They were actually from Balga. They were just putting it on.
Great accents.
Yeah.
Wee.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Essendon and Fremantle on the weekend in Melbs. It's a crucial round 9 game for both footy clubs. Andy Brayshaw from Frio. G'day champ, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks guys. How are you?
We're good. Andy, I hear you've got your brother Angus coming over to Perth for the Melbourne v Eagles game. Why doesn't your brother, why doesn't he stay with you? Does that throw you off the games? You don't get along?
No, I think the club is pretty keen on keeping him in a hotel. So, yeah, hopefully I get to see him briefly. But, it'd be good to see him. I haven't seen him in probably about 10 weeks. So, yeah, it'd be good.
We can organise a secret rendezvous if the two of you need to get together.
Or a game of golf. Studio. Yeah, that'd be good.
And, mate, it's going to be 29 degrees in Perth today. It's beautiful up here. You made the right choice coming to WA, didn't you?
Yes, made a lovely choice. We're actually training at Cottesloe Beach today. So I think everything's lining up pretty well today. So, yeah, we'll have a little bit of touch down at an oval and then bit of a swim, bit of beach weights. Yeah, so it should be fun, yeah.
And no one getting injured, mate.
Yes, touch wood, no one gets injured.
Hey, Andy, have you ever been up here to the Coral Coast, pretty much the most beautiful part of the world?
No, I have not. So, I've got definitely plenty of questions for you guys, one of which being, so far, where's your favourite place been so far?
Anyone got a favourite spot?
Well, I'd have to say it's here at the moment.
Yeah, Monkey Myers.
Monkey Myer is something else.
Yeah. Ah, lovely. Yeah. All right.
I think in the water off Exmouth was incredible on that second day that we were here. That was absolutely stunning.
Yeah, the water was sort of like stepping into a spa, and they threw in the odd whale shark for us as well to swim. It kind of made it pretty great.
It's hard. It's like choosing your favourite Brayshaw. it's very difficult.
Well, you've got plenty of choices.
Yeah.
Actually, who is your favourite Brayshaw, Andy?
Angus is pretty good. Everyone's all right. Yeah.
No, your mum sounded pretty sweet last week. Yeah. I must say my least favourite spot was watching the Richmond game last week. It wasn't pretty.
Yes. No. It was quite a tough game. Really disappointing to come away with a loss. But the boys are just trying to regroup and hopefully take the 4 points against Essendon. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Try to. You know. I mean, I hope you have a great game, buddy. But they're my Bombers.
He's an Essendon supporter, Andy.
Yes. Okay.
Break his
try
heart.
And look after him a little bit. Then.
Break his heart for me, will you?
Also, Matt's not as invested in the football as you are, so don't be swayed by that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No worries then.
Yeah. Did you watch the last Game of Thrones episode?
Yes, I did. It was huge for anyone who has watched it. It was an amazing episode, amazing bit of TV, I think. But there's one more episode to go, so I don't know how they're gonna squeeze everything into one more hour of footage. So it should be very interesting. Yeah.
Disappointingly, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah.
It's this Sunday, isn't it? The final episode of
Monday. I think 11 a.m.
Okay. So. Oh, some of our producers just told me. Definitely Monday.
We're gonna have to get Andrew watching another series so we can get his reviews on that after GOT finishes.
Yeah. No, I'm open to suggestions. So yeah.
Well, sounds like we may have lost connection to the guys up there again, Andy.
I'll
give them a second in case they come back in. It's about 24 past eight now, big breakfast. No, they're having some power issues up there today.
Okay.
Hang on, you're back.
Oh, they're back.
Oh, there you are.
Are we back?
Yeah, you cut out a bit. You're back.
On again, off again, jiggity jig.
Thinking about a TV series for me, I'm guessing.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, what do you got?
Oh, no, I thought that's what you guys were thinking of.
Ah, okay.
Oh, it's a shame we went off air then because I was just giving you the key to defeating Essendon, but it's gone now. It's in the ether. Yeah.
Well, I think it's Fantasia out and Danaher in, so it's equal score there. Hey, Andy, good to catch up, mate, and good luck on the weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of your trip.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth. For Brekkie.
Today we're live from RAC in Monkey Myer Dolphin Resort and returning to Channel 9 tonight at 7:30 p.m. Talking about your generation. Andy Lee, good morning, mate. How are you?
Oh, nice to join you guys. It feels like I'm kind of on holiday with you, which it need to be because in Melbourne where we've been shooting the show, it's not quite as nice weather.
No, I bet. But Andy, do you feel a bit of pressure to represent Generation Y? I mean, you don't want to embarrass us.
Yeah, that is true. And I've got Brendan Favola on my team tonight. So I know we're already a walking embarrassment. but he is sensational. I mean, it gave a really insight for footy fans. Obviously, people might remember Fev as an AFL footballer, but also a winner of I'm a Celebrity. Mm. It gave a great insight as to what it would have been like playing on the same team as Favola. It was all about him. if we weren't going very well, he'd blame his teammates. Unfortunately, I was the only one of those to blame. But to his credit, when the chips were down, he's a big game player. So he does pull out the goods on tonight's app.
Andy, talking about your generation, it's a great show. Families across the country love it and great to see you back on our screens. But tell me, Was there an angry phone call to your management at any point going, hey, why didn't I get the Lego gig?
No, I'm happy with Hamish. He loves his Lego. Lego's not so much in my bag. So I think they've got the expert correct there. Also, okay. Hamish has ADD, so it's the perfect show for him. He can wander off and start playing with Lego, and people are going, oh, how funny is he being? He's like, no, he's just actually lost interest and wants to play by himself for a bit.
They got the casting right.
Some Lego therapy.
Yeah, exactly. So you definitely got the right man for the job there.
Well, you mentioned Fev there, mate. I mean, we've seen you on the bench there as the chief hydration officer at the Melbourne Stars during the Big Bash over, a couple of seasons there. But what about AFL? Who's your team and how passionate are you?
I'm a big Carlton Football Club fan, which obviously shocks anyone that can still be a fan after the run we've had for a while. Yeah, it's been a while. So we're hanging in there. I haven't been, obviously on the bench for the Carlton Football Club. They take the runners a little bit more, the water boys a little bit more seriously when it comes to the AFL. Also, I think you need better fitness, which I don't have. how are you guys split? Are you West Coast or are you Frio?
Oh, it's Clarsey here. I'm a docker.
A docker.
And I'm silent and just staring blankly around the room.
That's every morning.
And I'm feeling your pain, Andy, because I'm a Bombers supporter.
He's a Bomber.
Yeah. Well, and I actually feel worse for, say, the Bombers and those D supporters because they were meant to be good and they're not. We're not meant to be good and we're just living up to expectations.
Right. It's always disappointing when your season's over after round seven, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
Well, Claire's and my team are playing each other this weekend, so one of us will get some joy.
Yeah, don't talk to me. Yeah.
A bit of an emotional nourishment there. And what have you guys got in store today? I mean, Haim and I love, obviously, travel. I hear you've been diving with whale sharks. How do you go on the insurance side of things? Because Haim and I have got another travel show coming up. There are certain things that we can't be insured for.
Well, it's funny, Andy, because I said things like, oh, can I go out and do some window washing at traffic lights years ago? And they said, no, can't get that past legal. But swimming with whale sharks, one cared.
Like a 25-foot whale shark.
They were like, take the risk.
Yeah, apparently we're covered.
That's amazing. I feel like I should have been covered on tonight's episode because for talking about your generation tonight, we have to cook a meal. It's a roast chicken, a trifle, and a prawn cocktail. And they didn't. And the catch was there's going to be a blackout. So we were in a fully different studio, no windows, and they gave us 10 seconds to look at everything and then turn the lights out. They filmed it with infrared cams so our audience could see what was going on. But trying with like knives and a hot chook and all those things, trying to put together a meal in the complete darkness, it was a strange experience.
Safety first.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Andy, good luck with that. Good luck with the insurance for the trip. And make sure that if you're diving with sharks, that they're well and truly well fed in that particular area, man.
Thanks, guys. And good luck to your respective football teams or whatever you might be doing this weekend, Kimbra, when the football's on.
Thanks, mate.
Good luck to your Blues, mate. We love the theme song. Andy Lee there, of course, talking about your generation. 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. Thanks, mate. Thanks, guys.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Okay, I don't know how Jordan missed this. I know we often say that, but this is huge, huge news. I'm going to say a grown-up word.
Okay.
Masturbation.
Which
is not the verb our two leaders debating at the future of the country.
Sure.
But it is, in fact, the act of getting to know yourself.
Great song.
So in a case that could be bigger than Kramer versus Kramer or the People versus O.J. Simpson, a 15-year-old boy in Alaska has taken to social media asking for legal advice after his father barged in on him in the act.
Oh, I'm just getting changed.
Was not happy.
Yeah.
Told him that, we don't like that sort of thing before marriage.
Oh.
And in fact, won't let the kid go to sexual education classes.
Okay.
No one's going to marry him at this rate.
Well, no. I mean, I don't know. That they maybe have their religious fears or maybe it attracts polar bears. I don't know what happens in Alaska.
Well, just early blindness.
But the kid then sees this Amazon package arrives with two cameras. And it turns out that the cameras are going into his bedroom.
Oh, okay.
And the bathroom.
What?
So that they can monitor him to make sure that he doesn't do it.
This is going to make it horribly awkward when he starts playing with himself in the lounge room then, isn't it?
Mm. Well, absolutely. I mean,
or the broom closet.
If these parents, if they're listening, if you really, really want to monitor the activities of a 15-year-old boy who's, you know, discovering himself, you're going to need a lot more cameras.
Yeah.
You're really going to need a lot more. Can I suggest a GoPro?
I think you'll need a GoPro. Something that can pan in and out.
Something attached. And, of course, you know, people have said, well, that's against your human rights.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll watch this space and see how this case plays out.
This is heading in a George Orwell direction, isn't it? Like Big Mother is watching.
It really is.
Scary.
And, I mean, can you imagine being the parents watching that footage? It would be terribly boring. Most of it.
Well, I hope it's boring for them.
But, so we'll see what happens. But this kid's going to have as you say, Kimber, he's going to be an interesting catch for someone later in life.
He's not. If he can't do that and his parents won't let him do that, he's not going to be able to do anything.
Well, I don't know. 15.
Can I tell my favourite joke?
Oh, I don't know.
It's presenting itself.
This is a family show.
You're presenting yourself.
No, so Dad came into my room when I was 14 and said, "Stop that, you'll go blind."
Yeah.
And I said, "I'm over here, Dad."
Bang.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, testing.
Hey,
Coral Coast to Perth. Coral Coast to Perth. It is your Big Breakfast. It's Clancy, Matt and Kimber. And if you've been listening the last 20 minutes or 30 minutes or so, you would have noticed that we went off air from the Coral Coast, but there was a reason for it.
Yeah, we went to the dark side of the moon. It's because Captain Paul plugged in his pacemaker to try and charge it up.
Well, he's got sort of like this exercise bike generator to keep himself cranking. Well,
and I didn't turn it enough air.
We certainly lost power and so we lost connection. But what people don't know is what happens behind the scenes. So Engineer Clint went straight into action, went to sort it out, to find the fuse box, work out what was going on. Mm. Producer Tom, it's not easy being a producer.
No, it's not.
And this is how Producer Tom gets the gig. He goes, "Power's out. All right, let's sort breakfast." Straight into
Eggs
ordering.
Eggs Benedict will solve everything. I love the sound of that. Clint, by the way, has broken the RAC Monkey Mia Dolphin Resort sprint record held by Usain Bolt until this morning. It was a good run. So we're back on back here and having so much fun. Apart from Captain Paul, he's got to get his defibrillator going, which is pretty cool. But today we are going, before we sneak off from here, we've got to go down and see those magnificent dolphins.
Oh, the feeding down at the waterfront there.
Oh, look, it's an experience that I've never had, and I'm really looking forward to it. But can I just say, of course, that yes, there's the feeding, but this is such a magical place that one just stands on the shore and watches these beautiful creatures frolic, you know, really close to shore.
It's like they've got this great curiosity to come up to the people. It is bizarre, not just at feeding time.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they are wonderful to see up close. We saw a bit of that, and you can check out our Facebook and Instagram as well, because there's lots of little videos up there for a bit of fun, and some wonderful photos taken by our captain over the last couple of days.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Yeah. So we've got more for you from RAC Monkey Mia Dolphin Resort throughout the morning. And still to come, something a little bit special, especially if you love a band by the name of Fleetwood Mac.
Oh,
stay tuned.
We'll talk more about that shortly when we get
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Mix 94.5, morning, it's your Big Breakfast. It's Clancy, Matt and Kimber, Coral Coast and all week. Australia's beautiful Coral Coast, and this morning we'll find ourselves, well, Captain Paul keeps doing flipper imitations, at the RAC Monkey Mia Dolphin Resort.
Yes, well, now, while you guys were getting your higher love on yesterday on your scenic flight, we were driving this beautiful country, Kimber and I.
Yeah, we went in separate cars, so Matt sat in silence because he didn't pack a CD.
I didn't pack a CD.
Oh, right.
I almost bought one of those four-pack, you know, hits of the 80s from the roadhouse. And then I thought, hang on, that's just like being at work.
Yeah, you'll just get a whole lot of Rick Astley.
Blue Light Thursday?
Look, we love Rick Astley, but yeah.
But the good thing was I had the time to take in the countryside. And of course, you know, I'm going to write a song while we're here because that's what I do. I'm a performing monkey.
Dance, monkey, dance.
The silence gave me time to write it.
So the sounds of silence will
be
your song.
The sounds of silence.
But I bet you guys didn't get the sounds of silence in the plane, Claire. You had Captain Paul there. There's no silence around when he's there.
Shark Bay Aviation have banned him because all he wants to do is tell the captain where to put everyone in the plane. how much fuel we need and where to fly and how to fly it. Now, it was very funny yesterday. And I know that you're a nerd, Captain. I did tell you to stop showing off at one stage. Mm-hmm. But Captain David and you had a good powwow about flying and all the rest of it.
We certainly did. It was fabulous.
Yeah, and we did get to fly into the Shark Bay District. We saw Big Lagoon. In fact, we saw everything. Mm. And we did do a couple of tricks, which was brilliant. But it was so much fun.
It was a beautiful flight. And perfect day. Beautiful water. And lovely.
I think we got some audio, didn't we, of how excited Captain Paul was?
He did lose it at the end because Captain David touched down beautifully. Here it is.
Oh, what a champion! Woo! Pulled it out of the bag. Doesn't get much squeakier than that. Very nice. Very impressive.
Yeah, there
that was
he is.
The landing.
The squeaky wheel. Captain Paul, very, very excited about the landing. What was so special about that landing?
David was pretty proud. So, fully loaded aeroplane, 206 for pilot people out there, crosswind, and he just squeaked it onto the runway.
I have no idea what you said. It was all double dutch.
Touched down beautifully.
Yeah, well, we survived. No, no, it was brilliant. And thanks again to Shark Bay Aviation. You guys are going to be flying today.
Yes.
Very good.
Lucky.
All our way to Kalbarri. But also yesterday, at the massive airport there at Shark Bay, it was incredible because we had Captain David and Captain Paul, so we thought we'd do the Captain's Quiz for the Big Breakfast on Mix 94.5's Coral Bay trip. It's time for the Captain's Quiz. Captain David, are you ready to go?
Sure, I'm at.
Captain Paul, are you strapped in and ready to rock?
Affirmative.
Okay, here we go. Question number one, you need to use your captain's name as your buzzer, okay? Let's go, captains. Gentlemen, start your planes. To the nearest hour, how long does it take to drive from Exmouth to Kalbarri?
David.
David!
9 hours.
He's gone 9. Captain Paul?
8.5.
Oh, Captain Paul, closest to the mark. 8 hours. Question number two. Captain Paul 1, Captain David yet to score. How many Mic Nat Nuis across is the dish at the Carnarvon Space and Tech Museum? The closest to the pin wins. How many Mic Nats?
Captain Paul?
Captain Paul?
20.
You've gone with 20. Captain David, your answer?
21.
The answer is 15. Captain Paul 2. Captain David 0.
Awesome.
Captain, question number
Bella.
Three. Shh. What is the name of Captain Paul's last dog?
Sky.
Sky is correct. Congratulations. 2-1. Captain Jack, who was one of the main characters in Pirates of the Caribbean?
David. Sparrow.
Captain David, it's 2-2. Guess what? We're coming down to the tiebreaker, captains. Who is the captain of the West Coast Eagles?
Shannon Hearn.
Who was the rogue who shouted out the answer in the background?
We were at the quietest airport in Australia and some random got off a plane somewhere and photo, he basically quiz bombed us, didn't he?
Brilliant.
He threw the answer in. He was standing behind us. We had no idea he was there.
Now, am I right in thinking that Captain David knew the sky answer?
Yes.
So you'd managed to tell that story of your last dog whilst on this scenic flight.
Yeah, and my cat.
Yeah.
He loves the chadgie, Captain Paul.
You know what really happened? I whispered Bella because that was going to be the next answer. Captain Paul heard me say it and said Bella. So then I went, Sky. Well, Captain Paul's last dog.
Captain David knows so much about you, he's now doing your tax.
He is. Oh, they're getting married. Yeah. Two captains in union. It was a wonderful day, and thanks again to Shark Bay Aviation. And, of course, Avis Australia getting you guys down here in the cars beautifully.
It's been a beautiful drive.
Yeah, it is our huge road trip for this year. There's still more to come, including checking out the dolphins at RAC Monkey Mia Dolphin Resort.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, I did say if you're a Fleetwood Mac fan to stick around, and I wasn't kidding. Here it is. Incredible news for Fleetwood Mac fans. New tickets released across all shows.
Yeah.
So Perth gets a double dose of one of the most successful bands of all time. You can now see them at RAC Arena on Friday, August 9 or Sunday, August 11. And, of course, we've got the amazing lineup of Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, Stevie Nicks and Christine McVie, along with Mike Campbell, who's from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Mm-hmm.
He's joining the band, as is New Zealand and Australia's Neil Finn.
Yes.
And we're going to get a bit of everything in this show. Plenty of hits, as well as some of the band's back catalogue chosen by the band as well. So maybe some ones we haven't heard in a while.
Ah, nice.
Clarzy, do you think, I asked you this question, do you think at any point they'll let Neil Finn do like one of his songs?
It's hard to tell.
Would that be inappropriate?
I haven't seen any set lists, so I'm running blind on whether he's done any at all, but but I would imagine it's a Fleetwood Mac show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the reason they brought them both in is because, you know, Lindsey Buckingham's such a talent, but Mike Campbell's a brilliant guitarist, so he covers what Lindsey could do there. And then
and Neil
know,
can sing it.
Vocals.
Yeah.
He can play guitar too.
Well, it's going to be a great show. Extra seats just released to the Perth shows on sale now through livenation.com.au. Of course, only buy from the official sites.
Yeah.
Because we don't want you to missing out. So the Fleetwood Mac Perth shows, but I'm going to make someone's day right now.
Oh, really?
We have got two doubles to give away to Fleetwood Mac's Perth show. So call now, 1-333-53, and you could be going to see the gig. Oh, how amazing is that?
You are the gift that keeps on giving, Kimber.
I do try.
I tell you.
Oh, you're practically Stevie Nicks of the radio.
I know. Now, in other news, guys, it is a special day today, so get ready for this. Right. It is Relive Your Past by Listening to the First Music You Ever Bought, No Matter What It Was, No Excuses Day.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yep.
Right, so whatever the first piece of music you bought, whether it was a 45, an LP, a cassette, a CD, it's probably different to the tunes you listen to now. But this is a chance to live in those memories, revel in them, and don't worry, it is awkward for all of us because this is the first single that I purchased with my very own money, and nobody would probably even remember this band.
Okay.
It's called Red Dragon.
Oh.
Compliments on Your Kiss.
Oh.
Do you remember this song?
I do remember this song.
What were
Isn't
you
it
in
tragic?
This is like from the Second World War?
Yeah.
It sounded like it.
You know what it was? It was like reggae. It was like the less popular Mumbo Number 5 of the early 90s.
Reggae pop.
It is not reggae.
No.
Well, hello. A reggae kicks in a little bit later. You'll miss that bit.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Look, what do they say, Mum?
Don't feel for me. I have to relive this today. Okay?
Yeah.
You've got to go back and relive.
Yeah. So what's this one called? Red Onion?
Kimber
loves Red Onion.
Don't mention the war.
By listening to the music, the first music you ever bought. So good luck with that.
Very good.
And guys, great news just through. Kate Miller-Heidke, she was voted by Australia to represent us at Eurovision this year.
Yep.
And the good news is that Kate has made it through to the first semi-final and she will be in the grand final on Sunday.
She's in the finals!
I said don't mention the F word, but she's in the final.
She is. That's her song Zero Gravity. She's going to be one of 10 in the grand final.
Awesome. And by the way, for this sort of ages me, I guess, but if you grew up watching Disney films and Don Knotts films, the beautiful, Tim Conway has passed away at 85.
The beautiful, I forgot his name.
No, I was going to call him Tom, but I had producer Tom in my eye line. He was in McHale's Navy. He was on the Carol
Burnett. McHale's Navy,
a beautiful man.
Yeah.
He looked like it, you know, and a great comic actor. 85, great innings, but he's gone as well.
Yeah, he was in the Carol Burnett show for so long, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I have to say I missed it.
No, that's all right. No.
Yeah, no.
I think he played bass for Red Dragon.
He did, actually.
Compliments on Your Kiss. Check it out.
But
it's
was
a
beautiful.
Great hit.
Yeah,
going to bring it back into the number one spot.
That was a comprehensive juice.
That's your daily juice.
Well done.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Be like Captain Paul. Age well. Call Bethany on 131 151 anytime and learn to be a life expert. And now it's time for Captain Paul's Joke of the Day.
Now, you know, we couldn't do a trip like this without computers.
Yes.
And you know the oldest computer can be traced back to Adam and Eve?
Really?
Surprise, surprise. Yeah. It was an Apple, but with extremely limited memory, just one byte, and then everything crashed.
Oh, dear. There you go.
And you know what? He was so proud of that. He was hiding it from me, thinking it was pure gold.
He was hiding naked in the garden.
Because he wanted your genuine reaction.
Oh, and there was a reaction.
And there was
right
none.
There.
Now that you've caught up with the Big Breakfast, catch big brand vitamins and cosmetics half price at Chemist Warehouse for a limited time. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.